This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooliga Church of Christ in Ooliga, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the writer of the book begins to start on his conclusion to the book. Of course, late in the chapter, he says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all." And after the writer had spent a significant portion of his life trying to find purpose in life, he concluded that the only real purpose that can be found is in fearing God and keeping His commandments. It's interesting that Ecclesiastes chapter 12 really has some bookends there. In verse 1, he begins by saying, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth." And then later in the chapter says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all." It is the verses in between, Ecclesiastes 12, verses 1 to 7, that really indicate to us why the writer would bookend the passage by remembering your Creator and fearing God in the days of or fearing God and keeping His commandments. You see, he begins to describe the aging process. For example, if you look at Ecclesiastes 12, at the second part of verse 1, he says there's days where you won't have pleasure before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, "I have no pleasure in them." As we get older and we watch other people begin to pass from this life and we tend to lose purpose in life, then the days of life are no longer a blessing to us. And then he begins to talk about blindness in verse 2. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars, are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain, perhaps a reference to cataracts, but certainly we understand that as we age, we don't see as well as we used to. And then in the first part of verse 3, he describes loss of strength in a poetic way. He says, "In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down." Second part of verse 3, he describes tooth decay when the grinder ceases because they are few. Again, third part of verse 3, he says that those that look through the window grow dim. Again, a poetic reference to blindness. He describes hearing loss in the first part of verse 4, when the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low. Poor sleep patterns in the second part of verse 4, when one rises up at the sound of a bird. Older people don't generally have reason to get up early, but oh, how often they do. Third part of verse 4, again he describes hearing loss when all the daughters of music are brought low. It's interesting that as we age, we understand that things that were once not a fear to us can easily become a fear to us. And the writer of Ecclesiastes describes this when he says, "Also they are afraid of height," in the first part of verse 5. "They are afraid of terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper," something that would not be a burden for most people, "becomes a burden for the elderly and the aged." And then finally, in the second, third part of verse 5, he says, "Before death, before a man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about in the street." Then he concludes at verses 6 and 7, when he says, "Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." No wonder the writer said, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." Remember your Creator, quite frankly, while it is possible to remember your Creator. The aging process limits us in so many ways. As we lose our sight and lose our strength, lose our hearing, become afraid of just normal everyday things, we can no longer be as productive as we once were. The writer of Ecclesiastes warns us of this when he says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." as we may not always have the ability to remember our Creator when we grow old. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.